I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News in Easy English. The Nationals and Liberals are ending a 79-year partnership. The agreement between the two parties was being renegotiated after the results from the federal election. The Liberals lost 11 seats in the House of Representatives, while the Nationals lost just one seat. Nationals leader David Littleproud says the two parties have decided to go their separate ways.
Our party room has got to a position where we will not be re-entering a coalition agreement with the Liberal Party after this election. What we have got to a position is that the National Party will sit alone on a principle basis.
The Vatican says a meeting between Pope Leo XIV and Australia's Prime Minister has been cordial, with a focus on strengthening bilateral relations. It's the first time an Australian Prime Minister has had a private audience with the head of the Catholic Church since 2008. Anthony Albanese says he took the opportunity to formally invite the new Pope to Australia for a major Catholic conference to be hosted in Sydney in 2028.
I spoke to him about my mother would be, is I'm sure, looking down from heaven with the biggest smile she's ever had. The fact that her son was at the inaugural mass of a pope in the Vatican's was quite extraordinary. So for me, it was a very personal moment as well.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong has begun a three-country tour of the Pacific. She's planning to visit Vanuatu, Tonga and Fiji across 3 days this week. The UN Climate Change Conference COP31 will be on the agenda. Australia is hoping to co-host the event along with Pacific Island nations next year, with Adelaide proposed as the host city. A new report marking World Bee Day has highlighted emerging threats to their existence. Experts say a decline in bee populations globally will have a huge impact on food security. Ecologist Dr. Deepa Senapathy at the University of Reading in the UK is the co-author of the report. She has identified the 12 top new threats to bees, including pollution related to plastics, artificial light, and antibiotics.
I think we need stronger policies and regulations. We also can, I think, take advantage of lots of new and emerging technology that can help us monitor pollinator populations. So unless we know what's there and whether it's doing better or worse or at a status quo, unless we have those monitoring initiatives in place, we won't be able to know if something is declining.
Oscar-winning Australian actress Nicole Kidman has been awarded with the 2025 Women in Motion Award at the Cannes Film Festival. Miss Kidman was praised for her commitment to supporting female filmmakers, including working with a female director every 18 months since 2017. She's worked with 27 female directors in 8 years as an actor and producer, and was praised for her bold and uncompromising storytelling. Miss Kidman says she's determined to continue to support female filmmakers.
I'm very happy to be here in support of women's voices in storytelling, and not just directors, but writers, producers, actors, crew members, cinematographers, just so that we start to have more parity.
In cycling, Isaac Del Toro says he doesn't know how long he can hold on to the leader's jersey in the Giro d'Italia. The 21-year-old has become the first Mexican cyclist to lead the Giro. Del Toro has an overall lead of 1 minute and 13 seconds going into stage 10. He says it's incredible to achieve this result in his first time competing in the Giro.
No, it's unbelievable. For me, it's so difficult to describe. Of course, everyone wants to wear it when he's a child. For me, I want to do it now. It's insane, and I cannot describe this feeling now.
Thanks for listening. I'm Biwa Kwan. This is SBS News in Easy English.